Pohick Church, part two. The point about Pohick Church is that our founding documents of this nation were based on compact, Mayflower Compact, Reverend Hunt at First Landing declaring that this nation was dedicated to Jesus Christ and the propagating of the gospel. And the covenant, which was taken out of the public schools in 1963, the sign of the covenant are the Ten Commandments and faith in Jesus. We overcome by our testimony, the blood of Jesus. He redeemed us from our sins, and we do not love our lives unto death. What does that mean? That we aren't a narcissist and seeking our own good at the cost of not being principled. We live principled lives and trust God. This defines us as a kingdom, a nation, under a king, Jesus. These are his definitions. Deuteronomy, chapter 5. These commandments have also been taken out of many of the law courts across the land and been removed. The laws define a nation and are the civic body politic by which there is a nation. Without it, there is no nation. Hence, we recognize and address the work of the enemy to destroy this nation and to take away the laws. That would be lawlessness. That would be covenant breakers, treaty breakers, warlocks, ancient Celtic definition. Deuteronomy 5, I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. You are enslaved to Satan, and whom the Son of Man has set free is free indeed. Indeed, this is the year of Jubilee to declare liberty throughout the land, to set the slaves free. In the Civil War in this country, the slave trading was started by black Muslims out of what? The Barbary Coast and Libya. Oh, this is not an old, that's where the Marines came from. Okay, do your history. Do not believe the communist revisionist history that's being promulgated out there. The lie. The lie. And who stopped slavery? White men in Parliament in England. Wilberforce. Abraham Lincoln, hello, he was not a black man. I have brought you from the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. Bush, us, we don't go along with the Masonic skull and bones, the Bohemian Grove. We don't worship Moloch, human sacrifice, abortion altars. Oh, was that Feinstein I heard? Her first husband was... Wikipedia says he was a surgeon. He was an abortionist. You shall not make you any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the waters beneath the earth. You shall not bow down yourself to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy to thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord your God has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Shabbat of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, no, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your ox, nor your ass, nor any of your cattle, nor your stranger that is inside your gates, that your manservant and your maidservant may rest as well as you. And remember that you were a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out from there through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be prolonged and that it may go well with you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. You shall not kill. neither shall you commit adultery, neither shall you steal, neither shall you bear false witness against your neighbor. What? You shall not lie about history. If you don't know where you've been, you don't know where you're going. You have that signature that's written in the purpose and destiny of your life because you were created and came from the Father, the Creator. Neither shall you desire your neighbor's wife, neither shall you covet your neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox, or his ass, or anything that is your neighbor's. These words the Lord spoke to all your assembly in the mount of the midst of the fire of cloud and of the thickness darkness with a great voice, and he added no more, and he wrote them in two tables of stone and delivered them to me. Now I'm going to go on to chapter 7, I believe 7 and 8. Let me see here. I'm going to skip some of it, but this is the blueprint and the strategy that God has given for taking back. This is what I call taking back the land. So now we know what the commandments that Daniel was referring to. I say this for those who do not know these commandments or are not familiar with them. Chapter 7, when the Lord your God shall bring you into the land where you go to possess it and has cast out many nations before you. I want to go back here to chapter 6. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you that you might do them in the land where you go to possess. That you might fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes, his commandments, which I commanded you and your son's son, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Hear, therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with you, and that you may increase mightily, as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you in the land that flows with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise up. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall write them upon the posts of your house and on your gates. Why? Doesn't mean like the Jews do to literally put little pieces of paper on your head. It means to commit them to your thinking, to your hands, your ways of doing, that you are reminded that this is how your house is built by God. He enabled you to do this, your walls and your posts and your doors. He enables you to get up and take the next breath. And you shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and statutes which he has commanded you. And you shall do that which is right and good in his sight of the Lord, that it may be well with you, and that you may go in peace and go in and possess the good land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to cast out all your enemies from before you as the Lord has spoken. And when your son asks you in time to come to say, what means the testimonies and the statutes and the judgment which the Lord our God has commanded you? Then you shall say to him, we were Pharaoh's bondsmen in Egypt, says the Lord. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders great and sore upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household between our eyes, before our eyes. And he brought us out from there that he might bring us in to give us the land which he swore to our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good, always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God as he has commanded us. And it shall be our righteousness. Righteousness exalts the nation, but sin is a reproach. And need I say what a reproach the sin in California is? The laughing stock, San Francisco and Los Angeles, and the whole world. Shall I go on about that? All right, chapter 7. Now, this is a game plan. God goes on to, he's giving us the game plan. This is the plan, okay? Now, chapter 7, when your Lord your God shall bring you into the land where you go to possess it, and cast out these many nations before you, the Hittites, the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you. Seven's a complete number. And when the Lord your God shall deliver them before you, you shall smite them and utterly destroy them, and you shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them. You will not go to the states of the capital and pray with them. And don't tell me you're Elijah. You didn't sit there and proclaim the name of the Lord. You were in cooperation to the decree of George W. Bush. Repent, 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 repent. God will be merciful. Neither shall you make marriages with them. Your daughter you shall not give to his son. Nor his daughter shall you take to your son. For they will take away your son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and destroy you suddenly. You hear that? You think the Lord changes? Malachi says, I am the Lord, I change not. I will be a swift witness against sorcerers and idolaters and murderers, drunkards, all these. But thus shall you deal with them. You shall destroy their altars and break down their images and cut down their groves and burn their graven images with fire, including Mary worship in the Catholic Church and the worship of saints. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a special people, a treasure, special jewels to himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you nor choose you. This is for the remnant now under the king. Choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you and because he would keep the oath which he has sworn to your fathers, because this is a Brit nation, a covenant nation, and God will sanctify him, his name in his people for his name's sake. Do you hear that, Europe? A bunch of socialist Luciferian worshipers. Not everyone, but the majority of you, your governments. There is a remnant in Europe too. The Lord loves you. He will keep his oath which he had sworn to your fathers. Has the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt? God is coming as our deliverer and our salvation. He came as our Savior. He's coming as our deliverer. Know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, and the faithful God, which keeps covenant and mercy with them that love him and keeps his commandments to 1,000 generations, and repays them that hate him to their face to destroy them. Godless Democrats, he will not be slack to him that hates him. He will repay him to his face. And I say that because all the other little gods over the earth are demons. They're merely demons manifesting as God to control humankind and destroy them in the pits of hell. There's only one God. You shall therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command you this day to do them. Wherefore, it shall come to pass, if you hearken to these judgments and keep them and do them, that the Lord your God shall keep to you the covenant and the mercies which he swore to your fathers. And he will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, your corn and your wine, your oil, the increase of your cattle and the flocks of your sheep and the land which he swore to your fathers to give to you. And you shall be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which you know, upon you, but will lay them upon all them that hate you. And you shall consume all the people which the Lord your God shall deliver you. Your eyes shall have no pity upon them, Neither shall you serve their gods, for that will be a snare to you. You shall say in your heart, these nations are more than I. How can I dispossess them? You shall not be afraid of them. But you shall well remember what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and all of Egypt, the great temptations which your eyes saw, and the signs and the wonders and the mighty hand and the stretched out arm whereby the Lord your God brought you out. So shall the Lord your God do to all the people whom you are afraid. Moreover, the Lord your God will send the hornet among them until they are left and hide themselves from you, be destroyed. And you shall not be frightened at them, for the Lord your God is among you a mighty God and terrible. Listen, the second Exodus, this Exodus that's going to happen with the return of the Lord is going to be God delivering with a great hand all of creation that's groaning under the oppression of the sin and the wicked one through his judgments. And he will purge out the iniquity over the earth because it belongs to him. He's the husbandman who went away for a while and left his care. And it belongs to him. And he will come back for his inheritance. And the Lord your God will put out those nations before you by little and little. You may not consume them at once, lest the beasts of the field increase upon you. Listen, this is a strategy. Even as the governments will be collapsing because the whole economic system is bankrupt in California. As it collapses, one piece at a time, one segment, the Federal Reserve, the IRS, one segment of the judicial system, the governors, the laws, the law enforcement, one segment at a time, they will be taken over, because the beasts of the fields will increase upon us. There'll be anarchy. There will be no government. It will be incremental. But the Lord your God shall deliver them to you and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction until they be destroyed. And he shall deliver their kings into your hand. And you shall destroy them with a mighty destruction until they be destroyed. And you shall destroy their name from under heaven. There shall no man be able to stand before you until you have destroyed them. The graven images of their God shall you burn with fire. You shall not desire the silver or gold that is on them. Do not take it, lest you be snared then, for it is an abomination to the Lord your God. Neither shall you bring an abomination into your house, lest you bring a curse. Be a cursed thing like it, but you shall utterly detest it, and you shall utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. It is a cursed thing.